The Truth News Network. In a world where facts are distorted, lies are spread, and the truth is buried in a swirling tornado of disinformation, your source for clarity is TNN,
the Truth News Network,
with your host, Dan Newman.
It is difficult for me to believe that we have the first week of March 2020 already in our rearview mirrors. Can you believe 2020 and we're 3 months into it already? Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're together. That's March the 9th, starting a new week, and we have some big news to talk about. What do you think about impeachment part two? You've heard about it, right? Democrats are looking like it's going to be impeachment again. Remember this? President Trump hinted he believes that Democrats have only just begun in their impeachment frenzy to run him out of the White House. And then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she said that Trump investigations will go on. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler of New York said after his impeachment acquittal that it's likely the Ukraine probe into President Trump and wrongdoing will also go on. His committee also has been investigating any Trump-Russia election conspiracy. Mr. Trump said of Mr. Nadler, "I always beat him, and I have to beat him another time, and I will probably have to beat him again. Because if they find that I happen to walk across the street and maybe go against the light or something, let's impeach him." Meanwhile, on the other side of the aisle, there's this. "Of course they're going to try again," said Pam Bondi, a former Florida attorney general and member of the president's Senate trial defense team. "The unwillingness of the Democrats to accept the results of their gross abuse of constitutional power is a crime against the public trust." That was said by John Dowd, Mr. Trump's former defense counsel. And then, of course, there's our buddy from the left coast, Adam Schiff. Still pending is a wide-open probe that Schiff launched over a year ago, folks. He's been investigating President Trump, his family, his businesses, the Trump Organization, over the congressman's suspicions of blackmail, money laundering, and bribery. Republican staffers say the inquiry was put on hold last fall, pending the Ukraine impeachment proceedings led by Schiff. But there's no sign he's given up trying to prove Mr. Trump is corrupt. And if the president is impeached again, the charges would likely come from this probe. Schiff is chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. When we use his name and the word intelligence, it just makes something crawl up my spine. That's a blight on humanity. He does not act intelligent, and he certainly doesn't know how to handle intelligence. We'll keep going here. That's the date, February 6, 2019. That's the date he took control of this committee. Some of his allegations mirror claims pushed by opposition research firm Fusion GPS and its co-founder Glenn Simpson. Organizers of the discredited Democratic Party-funded dossier spread all over Washington. We'll never forget about the Steele dossier. Schiff's Trump plans came 1 month before former special counsel Robert Mueller released an extensive report whose bottom line was, no Trump, no Trump-Russia election conspiracy. Schiff's allegations, which remain under investigation, of course, there's money laundering. Schiff said this, "During the prior Congress, the committee began to pursue credible reports of money laundering and financial compromise related to the business interests of President Trump, his family, and his associates. The president's actions and posture towards Russia during the campaign, the transition, and during his administration have only heightened fears of foreign financial or other leverage over the president and underscore the need to determine whether he or those in his administration have acted in service of foreign interests since taking office." That's just a long way for him to say, "I don't trust the president, his campaign, or any member of his family." The Mueller report didn't mention any financial ties between Trump and the Kremlin, and you would think if anybody had access to that information in almost 3 years and all of that money and all of those documents and all of those investigations, Mueller could have found it if it was there. But the president's former attorney, Michael Cohen, Mr. Credibility himself, told the committee he knew of no Russian money flowing into the Trump Organization, the president's real estate development firm. The second thing Schiff says is around and is being investigated is Russia conspiracy. He said this, the extent of any links and or coordination between the Russian government or related foreign actors and individuals associated with Donald Trump's campaign, transition, administration, or business interest in furtherance of the Russian government's interest. He's still investigating all that. And it all boils down to this, blackmail. Schiff said, whether any foreign actor has sought to compromise or holds leverage, financial or otherwise, over Donald Trump, his family, his business, or his associates, whether President Trump, his family, or his associates are or were at any time at heightened risk or vulnerable to foreign exploitation, inducement, manipulation, pressure, or coercion, or have sought to influence U.S. government policy in service of foreign interest. All of those things he started investigating in his committee on your tax dollars. That's not part of that Mueller $40 million, whatever you want to call that. This is in addition to that, folks. This has been kept quiet, all the details. Can you imagine the work and the expense and the manpower that have already gone into this investigation? In the year since Schiff released this roadmap, remember we told you, February of 2019, there have been no leaks to the media. Perhaps that's an indication he had not found evidence before he shifted to impeachment. You know how I know that? You should know this too. Schiff is Mr. Media Leaker in Washington. When he gets a single, if he saw Donald Trump pick his nose and flick it on the street, it would be on the front page of the New York Times and the Washington Post. He hadn't leaked anything. So I promise he hadn't found anything. None of his allegations surfaced in the Mueller report, nor during the Schiff-led impeachment drive. And oh, by the way, we reached out to Schiff's office and we got this in response. Schiff's spokesman did not and has no response to our message-seeking comment. I know that surprises you. And they just keep on coming on. GOP staffers said that Schiff has not given up on proving money laundering, which supposedly revolves around the president's bank, Deutsche Bank, in Russia, or perhaps around an aborted bid to build a hotel in Moscow in 2015. Schiff will try to redeem himself by continuing his investigations, accompanied by the usual slew of misleading leaks to masochistic reporters into Trump's connections to both Russia and Ukraine, said one Republican staffer. He'll probably go back after Trump-Russia money laundering, which is one of Schiff's favorite conspiracy theories. He doesn't know if it's Russia laundering money for Trump through the NRA, Trump Properties, Deutsche Bank, or the Trump Tower Moscow project, but he's convinced that somewhere, somehow, something happened. I know factually, Trump crossed the street in downtown Manhattan, in between the corners. That's jaywalking. Impeach him. Adam Allegation Shifty Schiff. My gosh. One of Fusion GPS's allegations is that Russians provided illegal campaign donations to the National Rifle Association's Political Action Committee. Somehow, that's got to be Trump's fault, right? The NRA denied this in a letter to the Senate. Meanwhile, there's Gerald Nadler. He put together a legal staff. Listen to this, folks. A legal staff that has accused Trump of transgressions outside the Ukraine storyline. After all, the Ukraine deal is supposed to be over, right? Lawyers Norman Eisen and Barry Burke have depicted Mr. Trump as a criminal and a liar involved in several conspiracies, and if they said it, it's got to be true. They wrote that Trump people could be implicated in Russian online trolling and for aiding and abetting computer hacking. If they started going after every computer hacker in America, 50% of the 14-year-old pimple-faced boys in the U.S. would be behind bars tomorrow. I just can't believe this stuff, folks. In announcing Mr. Eisen, a former Obama administration attorney, and Mr. Burke, a longtime Democratic donor, as consultants, Nadler released this. Now, you sit down. You got to get ready for this. Nadler released 81 letters to Trump associates demanding various documents. So it's Representative Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, Robert Mueller, Jr. Nadler has not announced an end to his probes. That's according to a spokesman from his office. just because President Trump has been acquitted by the Senate, paradoxically, that doesn't mean the congressional investigations will end. So says J.D. Gordon, a Trump campaign national security advisor. The House committees will keep on pursuing obstruction allegations related to Trump-Russia and keep digging for new details on Trump-Ukraine. That's in addition to their wide-ranging probes on his taxes, his bank loans, and his financial history, plus anything else that might help build a case in the media for a historic second impeachment. There's nothing stopping them. Meanwhile, the rest of the Democrats? Well, listen to this. There may be something good way down the road. There may be a rainbow somewhere in all this. A growing number of House Democrats seem to have abandoned their ongoing investigation into the Trump administration's official dialogue with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Fewer Democrats have made new witness requests and filed subpoenas since the Senate impeachment trial acquitted Mr. Trump of abusing power and obstructing justice on February 5th. The lack of interest in continuing the probe came even though the Democratic Party had claimed the president's foreign policy was risking national security and the integrity of the next general election coming up in November. Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, suggested his fellow party members have moved on the belief President Trump cannot be found guilty of abusing power and obstructing justice. If Jamie Raskin had called me, May of 2017, I could have told him that, saved everybody $40 million and 3.5 years of agony. Raskin said this, "There's nothing that Donald Trump can do that would cause Senate Republicans to convict him of high crimes and misdemeanors," he said. So that has caused everybody in the House to take a deep breath and figure out what our next steps are. How about waiting for a crime? Waiting for a crime. That would be a good first step in starting an impeachment inquiry. Democrats also appear to have noticed the results of a recent Gallup poll. Uh-oh, here we go. They live and die by polls. They got one, and it may not be good for them. This particular Gallup poll revealed support for the president and the Republican Party, both the president and the party, has soared following the recent appointment of VP Mike Pence to a new task force handling the nation's response to the coronavirus of all things. A poll says that 77% of U.S. adults have confidence in their government's ability to handle the coronavirus. That puts us as number one in the world, according to that poll, compared to other health threats. The president said that on Twitter. Confidence was 64% for Zika, 58% for Ebola. Others were way down the list. Coronavirus. They think we are better at taking care of that the way we're doing it now than any other country on earth. The president believes the poll results show health professionals are doing a pretty good job. Gallup poll numbers on the handling of the situation are outstanding, the best, he said on Twitter, and thank you. These results, as you can imagine, prompted House Intelligence Committee Chair Representative Adam Schiff to concede. Listen, folks, this. If I had a bullhorn, I think I'd crawl up on a bench and let you hear this very loudly. He expects the incumbent president to defeat the Democrat Party's presidential nominee on November 3rd. Let me repeat that. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, said he expects the president to defeat the Democrat Party's presidential nominee on Election Day. The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won, he said. Schiff also hinted he regretted focusing too much on Russia instead of delivering results for people living in his California district. That's a great place for any U.S. congressman or congresswoman to start, working for their own district. As one witness put it during our impeachment inquiry, the U.S. aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there, and we do not have to fight Russia over here. That's according to Adam Schiff. So what do you think, folks? Wouldn't it be ironic if the coronavirus would be the thing that would wreck Democrats' impeachment Part 2 hopes to rid the nation of a president, Donald Trump? Can you believe Adam Schiff actually predicted a Trump victory in November? Now, he said that. But put that thought in the back of your mind for just a moment. Democrats are still thinking. Remember this, I've told you a long time, they're always one step ahead of Republicans. They never are unprepared. They always have something next in their heads. They need a foil, an excuse with which they thought they could morph into a second round of articles of impeachment. They thought they had one. This was going through somebody's mind on the Democrat Party side. President Trump has shirked his responsibilities as commander-in-chief by not taking steps in time to prepare the nation for coronavirus. His lack of vision and knowledge of how to govern cannot be allowed to stand. He's already shown the world he'll attack any foreign adversary that has angered him, taking no thought of its potential damage to Americans. Now he's letting a pandemic sweep across the country while telling us all not to panic. That's not working, folks. It's not working. Democrats thought that was their foil. But Americans haven't fallen for it. Americans have awakened to the hypocrisy of the left. Finally, African Americans, Latinos, wealthy, middle class, Christians, Jews, Muslims, native born and immigrants are realizing that his promises are steadily making life better for all Americans. They, for the first time in a long time, peering through the veil of elitism and the propaganda of the press, and are rejecting the lies of the left media. And the left, they're in panic mode. They tried everything they could think of to take Trump down. But they forgot about one crucial thing. Americans. They have exposed what the ruling class thinks of you and me. They believe if we're not dumb, we're at least a bit slow. At least slower than they are. They feel we trust them with no question. That is because, for decades, many Americans did and did so blindly. We here at Truth News Network, we told you the first day we went live 2 years ago with our podcast that we would always give you the truth, and we always have. We understand that all you need are facts. We trust you. We know you. Facts tell the story. They don't believe that. They are literally a group of people that claim there are more than one set of facts regarding the same question. There's their truth and there's our truth. They really believe that, or at least they want everybody else to believe that. Facts tell the story, the entire story. You and me, we've gotten that. We've had that for a long time. That's something we have seldom heard from Washington in a long time, folks. The truth. We've been spoon-fed just the tidbits they want us to have, just enough to keep us reliant on them. They've had us blinded. Every day they realize Americans have slowly awakened and are now in rapidly growing numbers recognizing the differences between propaganda and facts. President Trump's clear message to Americans has opened the doors of political consciousness among the U.S. citizenry that has slept for many years. And Democrats and those farther left are petrified to know that now we all know. And we all get them. And we have for a long time. They should be embarrassed. They should turn and run. And a few of them already are. Remember this. This one undying fact. And guess where it comes from? The Bible. You shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. I'm freer than ever. What about you? Don't you love it when things turn out good that we thought all along were right? And then when we knew they were right, we sure felt like and hoped that the other side would come into knowledge of that too. I think that's where we are. And they're scared to death. Hey, I'm not. Are you? God's got this. He's got this. I'm not worried about this. It's going to work out. And I think what we're about to see, and I don't wish hard or bad things on anyone, but I think we're about to see a political bloodletting in November. And it's going to be a lot of really red blood flowing. But we're going to give everybody a chance to share the truth and the same perspective that we do. We're going to do that, aren't we? Thanks for being here today. Thanks for starting the week with me. Love having you, love partnering with you, and I love doing this together. We're going to be here all week. It's going to be a big one, I promise. We've just scratched the surface. So be back tomorrow. I'll see you then. Have a great one, folks. And thanks for being here at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.